back to LA Potential. I'm your host, Chelsea Talese, and today I'm being joined by Eagles enthusiast Brian Dubar. LA Potential is brought to you by Sportsodonte and part of the Pulse Podcast Network. If you love this podcast and love West Coast sports, then you need to check out LA Sports, sportsodonte.com right now. We are a West Coast player-centric media platform, and our passion is to feature the great West Coast players of the NFL, college football, the NBA, and pro wrestling. We are also fully dedicated to giving expert weekly and daily advice in the world of fantasy football. We offer three different affordable membership packages, monthly, yearly, and lifetime. When you go to subscribe, make sure to use the promo code LAPodFidential and get 10% off any package. Make sure to connect with us once you subscribe. Now, in today's episode, we're going to run down the cocaine blitz of free agency in the NFL, preview some March Madness, talk about some good stuff coming up in the world of entertainment. Wes Campbell is on vacation for the week. He'll be back for a great Cowboys corner. And assuming they sign a safety, he might actually be happy.
Boo.
So today we're going to be basically talking about NFL free agency because, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a lot's happened this year for sure. It's been really exciting.
Year in the last week.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you know, George Carlin, holy shit, it's only Wednesday. And we already had two blockbuster trades.
Yes.
I mean, a bunch of trades, but two big blockbuster ones. A bunch of teams doing a bunch of stupid shit. And again, the contracts are actually officially able to be signed on Friday.
I don't know if this... I mean, I think with the stupid stuff, I mean, you gotta, we have to really
We'll get to the stupid stuff.
Oh, okay.
I want to start with the good. And by the way, when it comes to trades, some trades will be good for some teams, some trades will be bad for others. So you'll be hearing about both. But let's start with the good. What are some of the good stuff you've seen?
I think that maybe I'm going to start with the Cleveland Browns.
You're damn right we're starting with the Cleveland Browns.
Their defense was already solid last year, and now they're just, I mean, they have almost like backups to their backups now.
They traded for Olivier Vernon, which I would always do.
Yeah, and then on offense, I was just thinking, you've got two amazing wide receivers.
Let's just start with the defense. Oh, okay. We have Olivier Vernon, Sheldon Richardson to go with Myles Garrett. I mean, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's going to be... I mean, they were already stacked to me on the defense because, I mean, their offense wasn't clicking last year.
It had moments.
Because it needed time. It was brand new.
Yeah.
Baker, obviously, wasn't the head coach.
They still had you.
Yeah, it was dysfunctional. And then it seemed like once they got... two of the elephants out of the room. Baker just kind of, he just took the bull by the horns and then just kind of took the team over. Mm-hmm. And his confidence has never seemed to be an issue with him.
And that front seven is going to be a monster. They still have some issues in the secondary, but whatever.
Yeah.
You can easily overcome that.
Well, yeah. If you can get to the quarterback, if you can put pressure on, if you can stop the run, it's going to help mask whatever shortcomings you have on the secondary.
Mm-hmm. I can still see teams being able to throw on them, but fine. At least in their division, they'll have one of the best. They'll have the best defensive line in their division.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the Ravens might maybe give them a push, but I mean, I think Pittsburgh at this point is just going to be rebuilding.
Which you always want to rebuild and you have a 37-year-old quarterback who's never been in shape ever.
Yeah, and also with Connor, great story last year. I'm interested, I think just like anybody else, is interested to see how he'll do this coming year because now everybody's going to be preparing mm-hmm. for him. And he's not quite as versatile as Le'Veon Bell.
So. And I'm sure they'll draft a dude in like the fifth round who'll be kind of awesome. And
well, you know, but what's that one guy's? Samuel?
Yeah, I think so.
That took over for Connor. Mm-hmm. He's actually not bad if they kept him. I don't know if they did or I think he's still on the team.
Mm-hmm. But they'll still draft a dude. Like they'll look at it and be like, oh, we can just get this guy's a steal. And they always find a receiver too, so they'll be able to.
I don't think they're going to go for running back. I think they can.
Late though.
Maybe.
I think late. They won't be there first.
Well, they could have random free agents too. I mean, they could always.
Yeah, there's always rando backs available.
Yeah, I think they have to go receiver. To go with Juju. And now Juju's going to have to show up because he's going to look like a fool because now he doesn't have
Brown. Let's stick with the actual Browns. Now, on offense, they had the huge Odell Beckham trade that caught many people by surprise.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think the Giants would actually do it.
We'll
save the Giants portion for the bad because the Giants are going to show up a lot in that portion. But,
yeah,
for that the Browns specifically.
The money for me to see how much he got paid.
I know.
Was,
well, you got to thank Antonio Brown for that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that was interesting.
So now that offense is, you have Nick Chubb at running back, Jarvis Landry, Odell Beckham.
Yep.
Baker Mayfield and a really good Browns offensive line. They signed a dude from Denver, right? They picked up a, I think they picked up a guard.
I can't recall. Too much has happened.
I know, man.
It's hard to keep track.
But their line's going to be solid. If Freddie Kitchens is a halfway decent coach, yeah, they're going to win. They're going to go 10-6 and win the North. And the Browns will be the last team to make the play that needs to make the playoffs this decade.
You think the Browns are going to win the NFC North? The AFC North?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. Like, I know it's easy to say that because on paper they should be awesome, but the Bengals are rebuilding, like, for real this time.
Yeah.
I just think
Baltimore.
The Steelers are in flux with Baltimore. I don't know what Lamar Jackson is the full year. That's the other thing. It's like, I don't know what they... Because on offense, we'll get to the Baltimore's moves in a minute, but I just don't like their offense still.
I do agree that on paper, it's Cleveland's division to lose.
Like, I don't think they'll be like... People are like, oh, the Browns are going to the Super Bowl, and this time it's on a toilet joke. But, you know, I don't see that yet. But I think they could be pretty awesome. Like, they could be a 10-11-1 team. Like, they could be like last year's Bears.
Yeah.
Where they win the games they're supposed to win, and they have a couple good upsets.
Yeah. And they're going to be exciting to watch, to be honest.
They're going to be
People
fun.
People were exciting to watch them last
they're
year.
They're
going to
have a lot of primetime games. Like, for once, they'll be on NBA Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
I could definitely see, like, especially when they play the Steelers. They play the NFC West this year, so they'll be playing the Rams and all those teams.
Okay.
So Cleveland, I love what John Dorsey's done. He understands what the Eagles and Rams and Seahawks and the Bears even understood was if you have a rookie quarterback on a good contract, load it up.
Yeah.
Like why do
build
a slow
around
run? Build around him quickly and get the most out of it.
Yep. And he's got and then you're gonna have You have seasoned veterans around him, mm-hmm. but then you've got the biggest personality is honestly going to be Odell.
I know
that's the
but
biggest.
Odell will be happy though because he finally is a quarterback that isn't dead.
Yeah, I don't have faith in that though because he's a diva.
If things are going well, then it's not a big deal. Like,
yeah,
the Browns start out like you know. Like 4-3 or something, then you might hear something. But if they're like they're winning games, he'll be happy. He'll be cool. Mm-hmm. And I want to see what an offense does. They're just not throwing him slant routes all day.
Yeah, well, and he's got a quarterback with youth. And I mean, Baker. You know, say what you want about him, but you look at his footwork, and mm-hmm. I mean, he puts some zip on the ball. He throws it. He's got power.
I was definitely wrong about
Baker.
And
he can throw the deep ball. I think
I was definitely wrong.
That so.
In a year two, he should be pretty good because at least now it's like the Jared Goff thing. It's no longer like what am I doing here? What's my situation? It's you're the guy, do it.
Yeah,
you know Freddie Kitchens seems like a good coach. Like down the stretch, he did some good things. Like the Browns were fun and competitive.
No, yeah, they were, and they actually they stayed relevant.
Yeah, they were.
You know,
I mean, once it got to about week 12, they were still kind of maybe flirting with a wild card spot, so they weren't like a dumpster fire.
No. But they were in it because you never knew. Because the games that they lost, most of them were like.
They're close.
Very, yeah.
They had a couple stupid losses, like to Oakland, but whatever. Yeah. Like, that's going to happen when you're a young team. And they didn't even give up
that game, man.
They didn't even give up that much. They gave up, what, their first rounder, which, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Jabril Peppers, which, double, whatever.
I mean, look at the talent around the team right now. First round, okay.
They didn't need it. Like, they didn't really need a first, like, it wasn't like, oh my god, like.
They have all of them, yes, maybe the secondary, but ultimately they have all of the, like, main key
mm-hmm.
positions filled. And some of them twice over.
Oh, yeah,
we've got two elite wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I think Landry is an extremely underrated
Yeah.
Just because of the teams that he played for, the situations that were there.
Well, no one's good in Miami.
But even last year, he was, if you looked at, I mean, he was still, like, you have to respect the guy's ability.
Yeah, and the offense was a mess last year, too. Like,
and that's what I'm saying. It's in the situation. But now you've got, it looks like, I mean, they're building structure, that's for sure. Hopefully,
there seems like there's a culture.
And hopefully the coaching staff can stay on top of it, not let things get out of control. You got, if you're a team going to play Cleveland, and you're like, okay, you know, we take OBJ, but then you've got Landry, who is, to me, a stellar wide receiver. He's good.
And their tight end is good, too.
And then say that Landry gets hot, like, the first five or so games, and he's killing it. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You double him?
Yeah.
And then you've got two running backs who are very capable.
Yep.
Whether or not, I don't know if Hunt is going to be playing this year.
Who knows?
There's speculation.
And Chubb is a good back.
And Chubb was great last year. So yeah,
Chubb was fantastic last
year. It's going to be really. I'm excited. I like the Browns just because obviously the underdog factor there. It's very appealing.
Yeah,
it's a great and it's different. It's different,
and it's a fun team. Like fun teams are always good.
Yes, and it is a fun team, and I think that if they do make noise, which I hope they do, I'm still on the fence.
They'll have a favorable schedule too.
Yeah, that helps. And yeah, I still think Baltimore. Just Jackson is the biggest, obviously the biggest question.
Well, and I don't like the rest of their offense because I don't know. It's fine. I don't know who he's throwing to. Like that's my other thing.
Yeah, they'll
They don't have any weapons for him.
Yeah, I know. And their running game is always a running back by committee. So unless they're gonna,
yeah, that was emblematic today.
And then if he starts running and just kind of doing the Michael Vick thing, I think he's just gonna get hit, smashed. Yeah,
they learned that last year. Like they can't do that. Like, no, they got away with it for a few weeks,
and they don't have Flacco anymore. So it's just like it wasn't a big deal. But
oof.
Yeah,
they're screwed. Speaking of Baltimore, I will say one thing I liked they did today. I didn't like the Ingram thing, but we'll get to that. I did like the Earl Thomas. That was good. Replacing Weddle, who we'll talk about soon, with Thomas was a good move because like their defense is still going to be solid. If Earl Thomas is able to come back from his Achilles tear, then yay. Like the deal's kind of big, but whatever. Sometimes you have to do that. They let a lot of pieces go on D, though. Like CJ Mosley is going to be a rough loss.
That was interesting.
The guy they let go to Green Bay is a tough loss as well.
Yeah.
The Browns signed one of their guys too, right? They signed another Baltimore linebacker, didn't they?
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I have to check up on.
I know. Hold on. Let me. You vamp. I'll pull this up. Earl Thomas is a great move for them, though. I like that.
No, Earl Thomas is a great player. I mean,
he'll fit in there. Like he seems like a Raven.
I mean, look at him out. He was openly just like, I want to get out of Seattle. Like I want to go somewhere else. People were always thinking he was going to go to Dallas, which I kind of knew that was going to happen. But the money that's already
there was a little bit,
in that team.
Well, before they had, people realized they had to pay DeMarcus Lawrence and realized like, oh yeah, Dak and Zeke are coming up.
Yep.
It seemed plausible, but they maybe through a trade. But for whatever reason, Seattle never pulled the trigger and traded him.
No, yeah, and then after that. Yeah, that's F.
Which is weird. I don't know why you wouldn't just trade him. Like, what's the point?
And he would be on for the most part, at least over the past, gosh knows how long. I mean, he's going to another team that is really defense-oriented. I mean, that's their format of football.
And again, I love their defense. Sheldon Richardson's going to be great for them. Because people had him slotted to take a defensive tackle anyway in the draft, but now they don't have to. They just get a veteran. And that's pretty good. That's right. David Njoku is going to be great for them in year two.
Oh, okay.
I love that. I love I love that component of their offense. I would say we could expect something out of Kareem Hunt, but no, we're not doing that. I'm not giving him credit for that. Oh no, they didn't add a linebacker. I thought they had. Never mind.
You know what the weird, the funniest? Not the. It's not funny at all. But the Not funny about it. Like,
sure.
But the thing about this whole thing is that people aren't talking as much about the whole Kareem Hunt. As soon as he went to Cleveland, it just kind of like...
Well, because they know he's not going to play. Like, they know that there's no way he can play.
Okay.
I think that's why. Like, if you were on the... there's little games going on, you'd definitely be hearing that.
Okay. I'm interested to see how this goes.
Like, he's just going to be buried, and he's going to be on the exempt list all year. Aside from the Browns, what other moves did you like?
I know I kind of started this, so I'm trying to think here. So the Browns I liked, they're building around that team. So that one's number one.
Mm-hmm.
I am kind of biased about this, but,
yes.
I want Jacksonville to be good.
I knew this was coming, and this is a move I did not like, but go ahead. I'll let you talk about it.
I am very happy for, I am a big Nick Foles fan as, you actually, we've conversed about this when Nick, I follow because I'm a Pac-12 fan, unfortunately, for football right now. So he played for Arizona. So I knew him when the Eagles drafted him. I didn't think that his height was going to be too much of an issue. People were concerned about that. His durability. He's a pocket passer, but I always liked the look and the feel of him as long as he could stay healthy.
Sure.
So anyway, saying that. I am very, very, very happy that the man got paid.
I hated for Jacksonville only because, I don't know who they were bidding against. Like,
they were bidding
like
against anybody.
I know, they way overpaid, though.
They were, things that I've heard, because like I said, I'm on the fence about this because Jacksonville just kind of let go last year. They just kind of gave up midway through the season.
Well, because they knew.
People were blaming Bortles, but.
Because he was terrible.
But Bortles also played lights out in the AFC Championship game.
Until the second half.
Yes, but he still had good numbers. He was still, like.
But
Did he have a touchdown in the second half still, though?
No.
He had no touchdowns in the second half.
I don't
half.
Think he did, but he just clearly, like, ran out of gas. Like, okay.
But granted, there's other teams that did the exact same thing against Patriots.
All year, though, Bortles is one of those dudes you can't.
No, I agree with that. No, the locker room. He lost the locker room, and it needed to be done, and I get that. And everybody knew that Foles was going to go to Jacksonville, so.
Especially once Tampa's like, no, whatever coach comes here has to deal with
Jameis. Yeah, so I want to see Jacksonville. And that's another, you know, it's a fun team to just kind of like, because they're an underdog team too, ish.
Last year they fell back to earth.
Yeah, but I'm saying the underdog is like you, because they're a team that's really never really in it against the prime time.
No, they've had two AFC championships in their entire run.
They had
a fun team in the early aughts, but yeah.
So, try not to get crazy off track. This one's an easier one. So I'm happy for Nick Foles. He got paid. If it doesn't go well, 2-3 years, he still gets the $50 million guaranteed, and then he's going to be done. Now, if it does go well, which I hope it does, then you know, sky's the limit. But he needs receivers.
Their offense sucks.
Now Fournette has to stay healthy.
Fournette won't be a drag by training camp. I have a feeling they'll trade him for like a fifth or something to somebody.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think
they can.
Yeah, why can't they? He's still under his rookie deal.
I understand it, but he's...
They've already, like, kind of intimated that they didn't want him there at the end of last year.
Remember? All right.
Like Tom Coughlin suspended him because he's not a team guy. Like, there was already rumblings like he could be gone. So it wouldn't surprise me if, like, during the draft, say, it's like Jacksonville trades, like, Leonard Fournette to, like, Green Bay for like a 6th round pick or something.
Yeah,
like it wouldn't surprise me.
I think he's going to stay for at least this year.
Or it could be a trade deadline guy.
I still think Vernet's going to be on the team
because next year's his 5th year option. They're not picking that up at all.
Okay,
no way.
And I'll take that. But I still think he's going to be jagged this year, and then they have to get receivers. They got to get some. Two receivers and a tight end is really what they need.
That's their draft. Their draft mission is basically
receivers.
Yeah, just
receiving
load up on weapons because their defense is still okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to let Malik Jackson go, which I love the Eagles getting Malik Jackson.
Yep.
Like I hated that move so much. That's how I know it's a good move.
Yeah,
I was mad.
Yeah.
Like I was hoping the Rams would make a run at him since I know they're not keeping Sue, but then I saw the money. I'm like, oh yeah,
we got Malik.
We couldn't afford that. I'm like,
I was stoked about that. So yeah, so it's worked. I think that so that move
that's great. Like Malik, because Malik Jackson's like,
I was still talking about Foles. I was just on the Jags.
We're still talking about Big Dick Nick.
I'm just saying because the AFC, man, I want just like pretty much everybody else
in the
country. Just make it a game. Like, you know, Kansas City will still be there, but then Kansas City's going to be in an interesting division because the Chargers are going to come back. Yes, they have an old quarterback, but the Chargers.
I love what the Chargers have done too.
Yeah, so
the Chargers have some good moves.
So I would like to see just a little more of a cluster of teams in the AFC because the NFC you never know what's going to happen.
I know it's fun
with the AFC. It's like majority of people are going to be like, all right, you know what? Look at the game that Brady had in the Super Bowl. They still won the game.
Don't remind me.
Yeah. So yeah. Sorry. But
it's okay.
I mean, it's just it's crazy. It's so lopsided. The AFC just does not have.
No, it's.
I don't know if it's an owner thing. I don't know if it's GMs.
Well, it's like what happens like in the NBA. Like sometimes the West is dominant for a really long time.
No, the West is always dominant.
No, but not during like the Jordan years. No, because it was all the East, and the West had like a couple of good teams, but it was mostly the East.
Yeah,
it's cyclical.
It's still run by Phil Jackson.
Well, but you know what I mean. It's cyclical.
I just think it's been going on for so long. Fresh blood.
Well,
and Pittsburgh is not going to be a contender anymore.
Yeah, they're crashing. The Colts are emerging, which yay. I'm surprised the Colts have been very quiet.
I'm going to be honest. I would have mentioned that. I would have said the same thing if I didn't see the absolute whooping they got. From Kansas City.
True.
They just fell apart.
But that's because that team is super young, with the exception of Luck.
Yeah, but like, it was still concerning to see that.
That's a classic, like, young team. Like, that, you hit your ceiling. That's why I thought, because they came in with like...
I think it had to do with weather conditions. They were outside in a loud stadium. They're a dome team.
Well, I'm surprised they've been very quiet in free agency. Considering all the money they had, like, I was surprised. Like,
there are possibly people thinking Bell was going to go there too.
I kept thinking Bell, but
Bell would have gone anywhere, honestly.
But then, I'm saving him for the bad. Like, we're going to get to the good first, because there isn't a whole lot of good I've seen.
Yeah.
I liked the Rams getting Eric Weddle was good. I love that. Like,
he's just a little older, but that's good.
But he can do, they don't need him to be, like, you know, getting 10 picks a year or something. They just seem like a smart dude in the backfield. Like, LaMarcus Joyner was an athlete, but he's never good at playing safety.
Right.
Which, you know, enjoy that, Oakland. We'll get to Oakland.
Oh, Oakland, yeah.
I will give Oakland credit for pulling off the Antonio Brown trade. I will give them that.
Yeah.
I do get, because...
He seems pretty excited, too, after seeing that conference. The first, I don't know why.
He got rid of the Hulk Hogan beard, so I know he's serious.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
But what is your favorite?
Oh.
I mean, it's hard to pick.
My favorite what?
Like, I don't know. I guess I would say your favorite. It could be favorite team or favorite transact. Or
the best best transaction, like the one that made me the most mad, Malik Jackson being an Eagle. I was like, motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I was very upset about that.
There's a lot of good things coming to my favorite team.
Earl Thomas of the Ravens, I liked a lot.
That's a really good one.
I liked the Eagles trading for, the Pats trading for Michael Bennett.
Okay.
I think that's just one of those moves. I'm like, you think it looks bad and it looks like whatever now, but then in like December, like,
yeah, but Green Bay needed some help.
No. The Pats, I mean.
Patriots. That's right.
The Pats trading for Bennett. I'm like, that's one of those moves. Like, you think, like, whatever, like, who cares? But then like December, you're like, oh shit, Michael Bennett. Like, it's one of those.
That's right.
You know what I mean? And you guys gave him away for like a sandwich, which is a little surprising.
Yeah, I don't. No.
Because he came on strong towards the end of the season, which is like, that's what the Pats traded for him.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn it.
I don't know. I mean, you just see stuff like that. It could be...
I don't know about the Packers spending all that money on those two defenders. Like, I know they needed it, so they kind of had no choice. But I kind of feel like they could have allocated that money better. But again, we'll get there.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bad...
Yeah.
I would say my other favorite one, there really wasn't a lot of good stuff. It was mostly like a lot of like, what the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah.
like, this is what happens when the market is flush with cash.
Deshaun Jackson, I think, was good.
Okay,
for
that's it. Okay.
Because he's a deep threat that honestly that he
How much does he have left in the tank though, you think?
I don't know, man, but he was good last year.
I know. That was a garbage team.
Sharing with Evans, they were
that's true.
Phenomenal.
And that was a garbage team.
Yeah,
that was a garbage Bucks team. So they should be fun.
Yeah,
I am kind of surprised Golden Tate hasn't landed anywhere yet. I figured he'd be a Pat by now.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because that's lurking.
That slot situation. Yeah.
Which, if he's a Pat again, I'm just gonna start drinking. No, it's not fun.
Yeah, he'll.
But I love him.
Get a team.
I do love Antonio Brown going to the Raiders. The Raiders did a lot of other stupid shit, but the trading for Antonio Brown was pretty smart because they gave up nothing for him. And this is a conspiracy theory: Antonio Brown tanked his trade value.
Oh wow!
Yeah, because it's like, all right, Pittsburgh, not only will you trade me, not only eat up the $21 million, but you'll get back nothing.
Wow!
Because nobody will want me because he was almost a Bill for like 2 minutes, and then the Bills are like, oh, never mind. Like, because I think he said, I'm not going to Buffalo. Which, by the way, I do like them getting John Brown and Cole Beasley. Like, you know, individually, those don't seem like good moves. But when you look at their receiving core, you're like, all right, they have something.
Yeah.
There's something. And Frank Gore going there is kind of fun.
Oh, my God. That totally...
I know. Again, the league's on blow. So it's one of those moments you're not going to notice.
Yeah.
But Frank Gore, he's doing it. I think he's going to aim for Walter Payton's rushing record because he's right there. I think he passed Curtis Martin already.
Wow!
He's fourth
okay,
all
yeah.
time in rushing.
Yeah, he was. Right,
he's
yeah.
you know he's
that makes sense.
I think he's trying to get to third all time. If he passes Walter Payton, then I think he retires. It's like that's it. Like that's as good as it's gonna get.
I'm trying to think now of the worst one.
Let's go to the bad.
That's what I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think.
By
the
way,
one I think
there's
is
the bad, and then I'm setting a whole bit of ugly.
Yeah, that's
so
what I'm
bad.
Trying to figure out what's the most concerning.
Oh, I've got a couple of those, but as far as bad, no, that's bad. It's not concerning.
Okay.
Okay. Like, because the risk isn't that bad when you think about it. Because, like, Jets still have money. Like, Bell going there felt kind of inevitable once you realized how dry the Le'Veon Bell market really was.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, okay, some teams are going to be looking at this like he's had a year off.
I think that kind of backfired on him.
Oh, kind of. He lost $14 million. But then he thought, oh, I'm just going to make it up in free agency. But he didn't. No. Like, he's only getting $35 guaranteed, which is nice, but it's not what...
Which means he was in talks for quite some time, the way that broke mm-hmm. that quick.
Well, when it came out, it's like, oh, he's either going to be a Raven or a Jet. It's like, the Ravens aren't going to sign him. Like, they probably would want to, but, like, they could take it or leave it. Oakland probably was in there for a minute, but then they're like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, why?
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, we can get a running back anywhere.
Right.
And that's about it. Like, the Colts said, no, we don't want this. Like, we're fine with who we are, and we have enough picks to make up for it.
They have Mac, right? Is the running back? Is it Mac?
Yeah, it's Mac. And they have
another. It's not too bad.
No, but even then, like, it's like, they're probably just going to draft. I have one more good draft and then use their money again.
Yeah.
Because I think they, like, Chris Ballard was smart and looked at the market and went like, there's nobody here that blows our hair back. I do think CJ Mosley, the Jets, is more concerning because just the money that's there. And then they losing out on Anthony Barr was bad.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't like, oh, he changed his mind. I think he literally looked at him like, why the fuck am I here? Because they said they wanted to play him outside when he's happier playing inside. And that's why he went back to the Vikings, which I think that was a bad signing too, just because just for the Vikings and the money they gave him.
Yeah.
I don't like that one just because they could have they didn't have money to begin with.
Right.
And it's not like Barr was a world beater for them last year. Like, he got burned by the Rams specifically.
Yeah.
So that was bad. I really don't like Landon Collins going to the Washington.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic Daniel Snyder move. Like, the money is just ridiculous. Yeah, Landon Collins is good. Don't get me wrong.
Incredible amount.
Landon Collins is good. But, dear Jesus, not that. Like, he's not that. You don't break the bank for, like, that much for him.
Oh, I think they're just in such a... I mean, this whole Alex Smith thing just really put him in a bind because...
Well, look, I'm going to save it for ugly, but the Keenum thing, we'll get there.
Oh, Keenum, yeah.
Oh, wait, I forgot to shout out the Titans for a couple moves I liked.
Okay.
I mean, I hated them signing Roger Saffold. They can burn in hell. Fuck them. No, I'm kidding. But I hated it. I hated it. I wanted the Rams to keep Roger Saffold. I don't know what plan B is, because now I'm scared.
Okay.
That was good for them. I liked them signing Kenny Vaccaro at safety, too. But Saffold's the big one, because...
Honestly, the Titans, to me, are just kind of... I don't know what... Well, they don't have an identity.
Not anymore. Oh, no. So Mario's on his, third OC now, and it's year four.
Yeah.
But I'm glad at least they beefed up their line to give him, like, a chance.
Yeah. Because
now it's like, cool, he won't be getting sacked as much. So, yeah. Hooray.
Yeah, that kid gets beat up.
And Kenny Vaccaro will help out their backfield, their secondary. So their defense should still be pretty good.
That division, though. There's
I didn't like the Adam Hunter. That Adam Humphrey signing for them, but that was a bad signing.
Yeah, they'll...
He's a mediocre receiver, and I don't know why they felt the need to give him that much money.
I don't think that team's going to be...
No, they seem like a 7-9 team, and then they just move on from Mariota.
Yeah.
They can't, because he can't stay healthy, and I just... You know
who's another one?
He's never put two games good games together.
Another one, too, is you look at Tampa Bay with...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but also, just sticking on quarterbacks... You got Mariota and Winston that came out the same year.
1-2.
And I think they're both going to be looking for somewhere else.
Jameis is worse, because at least Mariota's a good dude.
Oh, I know. Jameis is...
Because at least you look at Mariota, you're like, damn, I want you to succeed. Jameis is just a douche.
Yeah.
So, and I don't really...
And he doesn't click with all receivers. He can't do it.
He couldn't make that offense work. And, like, Bruce Arians is his last chance to be good.
Yes.
That's it.
Agree.
That's where, if Bruce Arians, because Bruce Arians' idea is the drunk Pittsburgh fan and Zach and Miri, you know, chuck at football.
Yeah.
Just
throw it downfield.
Yeah, that's the MO. And if Jameis can't succeed in that, then they should not be paying him long term, because they're already picking up his fifth year option at $20 million, which, yay, have fun at that.
Yeah, that's going to be.
But the Titans, they at least did some moves to at least put Mariota in a chance to succeed.
Yeah, I don't think Titans are going to do anything.
So Washington was bad for signing Landon Collins. They were bad for trading for Keenum, which, like, why not? Like, why? I don't know why they're trying to be competitive.
Because they have no money. Because they have, I think.
No, they clearly had money because they get. Well, they had money.
Well, they gave it to Collins. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that they felt, because I don't think there is a. They don't know what...
It's not like they were good last year.
No, but Alex Smith is still... Like, it's not, you know, like... Well, I think it'd be a different situation if Alex Smith was done. If they knew he was done, they have to eat whatever, they have to pay him.
They're still eating it.
They're going
regardless,
to.
Regardless, they're eating it.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that's what they're going to do, but they may not have made that decision with the Collins if they knew that Alex Smith.
Well, they had already traded for Keenum at that point.
But you could still move somebody like him around.
My question with that, though, is, like, wouldn't, if you're watching, just like, okay, we don't know what we have in Alex Smith. Let's just, you know, go with who we have at quarterback and, you know, try to get a high pick, some high picks and rebuild that way. Because it's not like, oh, there were, like, an Alex Smith injury away from winning at all. They were a very mediocre team that couldn't stay healthy because they have terrible conditioning.
Yeah. Well, their offensive line was falling.
Yeah, like, everybody apart. Was. Like, they were like the East Coast Chargers where everyone just kept getting hurt. And, like,
yep.
What do you, like, why
but are they? But they were consistently, like, they were actually, they were kind of, you know, running. Well, man, you know, that division was such a mess last year.
I know, really, but, like, I don't it was kind understand of a, why Washington
kind of smoke
just,
and mirrors, right?
Wouldn't just look around and go, like, let's just rebuild. Like, let's just rebuild. Like, why are we running on the treadmill? Like, why be
mediocre? Well, they're in a... Look, I look at this, too. You've got... I mean, the Giants, I think that they're still...
Oh, they're packing it in. They're packing it in.
They're just going to... Yeah. They got to...
Like, I hope the team removed Saquon Barkley's shoelaces, because they're going to be bad, and they're going to be packing it in hard.
Yeah. They're... Yeah. So they don't really worry about them too much, but, I mean, you've got... The Redskins... I don't know how much longer that coach is there, to be honest.
I honestly, like, Jay Gruden.
Yeah, I don't think
you know what?
They're much longer.
If they have like a 4-12 season with Keenum, which is definitely possible.
Oh yeah.
If they have a 4-12, they'll probably be like, okay, now we can rebuild, and then they just trade for Andy Dalton because that's a classic Washington move. But
yeah,
Washington
has a lot of Alabama players.
Do you know that? I think that's the length of their scouting department. Like, well, who's Bama's good, right?
See, that's what I'm saying, man.
they just watch football.
They're kind of a mess.
They watch football on New Year's Day and go, you know what, man? Like, you know who's good? Alabama.
It's crazy, man. They like those Alabama boys.
Well, I mean, their heart's in the right place. I mean, you think, okay, they're talented, but it's like they don't have an identity.
The New England Patriots.
I don't know what Washington does, but no one's known what Washington's ever done because Daniel Sanders is a crap owner.
Yeah.
And has always been a crap owner.
Yeah, that division, I think, is definitely between the Eagles and Dallas. So
yep.
There's that, and then what's the other thing I need?
You know who else is bad? Detroit. We're not talking about Detroit's moves were bad.
Yeah.
Like, Trey Flowers, well, that was a lot of money, and I know Trey Flowers is good, and I know they're trying to build a, Pats of the Midwest, but anytime anyone's trying to build a Pats of the elsewhere, it's failed.
Didn't they bring back, like, a guy named Zinner? They brought back a
because
they are another team that has running back by committee.
But they signed, okay, hold on, so Trey Flowers was one of their big signings.
Yeah, but I just saw recently, they signed, like, another running, but their running backs are already running back by committee, so I'm, like, kind of, like...
Well, I just don't. I know they felt the compelled to, like, add pieces on their defense because they were just mediocre last year.
Ever since Megatron retired, that team has just been not.
Oh my God, that's insane. Right. They paid Danny Amendola a 1 year, $4.5 million.
Yeah.
That was bad. I really, because Amendola's washed. I'm sorry. Jesse James, 4 years, $22.6 million. Sure.
Yeah. He's a tight end that gets open
Justin,
in the middle there.
Justin Coleman, fine, I guess.
Isn't
like,
there a running back on there?
Yeah, Zenner. But
Zenner, right? Yeah.
That's a recycling.
I know that doesn't, like, people don't realize that. I know. It's weird because they had, like, there's no definitive running backs.
Like, there was a world where they could have been a Le'Veon Bell destination, but, yeah, I don't understand that Justin Coleman and Trey Flowers, like, they're not going to be good at, like, Matt Patricia's not a good coach, and I just don't understand. I don't understand what the Lions are doing. Those aren't good moves. Sorry, Thaddeus, if you're listening, which you don't listen. I know.
Yeah, they won't be.
Because I looked at all those, I'm like, what are you guys doing?
That'll be an interesting division next year, because I don't know if the Chicago still have the same magic.
No.
Now, their defense is
they lost Fangio, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That's hard.
So,
that's tough, because they're, you know. I know they replaced him with one of their guys, but still, like, I don't like it.
So you got them in Green Bay then.
Green Bay, I don't like what they did either,
but
I understand
why. Rodgers.
But at a certain point, how much is that enough? And I know they finally got a coach, like a decent coach. I mean, Matt LaFleur is fine. Like, his offense in Tennessee didn't exactly, like, blow any doors off, but maybe that's what he needs. At least someone who isn't content to just, like, you know, throw the most, like, boring offense out on the field. But, yeah, I don't know. The defenders they signed were fine. But
you know who's also been really quiet is Atlanta.
Yeah, but that's because they don't have the money to do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, they had to let Tevin Coleman go.
So I'm trying to think here. If you had to, like, kind of line it up, you got the NFC, you've got, obviously, the Saints are going to be, you know, talked about again.
They have to be quiet because they don't have any money.
No, but I'm just trying to think of, like how, not to, like, if you're a fan, like, if you're a Saints fan, you should feel okay still. Not too bad.
Assuming Breeze doesn't fall off a cliff, which I don't think he will.
Yeah, and Cam is going through issues.
Oh, yeah, the Panthers are rebuilding. I think they've looked at it and said, we don't, because Cam's in the same place Andrew Luck was in a year ago.
Yeah, he's,
because the shoulder thing, you're like, what's happening here?
Right, so you feel good there.
Tampa sucks.
Yes, and Atlanta could get maybe.
I mean, Tampa, there's a world where Tampa could be fun, but I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
Then you've got, I would say, definitely Green Bay and Chicago in North.
Green Bay will be better on defense. I mean, they almost have to be with all the money they spent.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, it's still very,
another bad move I don't like is LaMarcus Joyner going to the Raiders at 4 years, and I forget the money, but I don't like that. Look, LaMarcus Joyner is a mediocre safety. Like, I give him, that's why the Rams didn't sign him. They just looked at it like, fine, you're athletic, but you were never good in coverage.
Yeah.
So good luck with that, Oakland.
Raiders, I don't think the Raiders have, I think secretly, I don't think they have concern. Like, last year, I think people were, they were interesting to talk about, yeah, but I think they knew exactly what they were doing.
I know, they were tanking.
They're just waiting.
They were tanking.
Yeah, and they're waiting to, they're ultimately, I don't know if they're planning on winning like crazy this year.
No.
This coming year.
They have 3 first rounders, and assuming they keep them, they can rebuild their defense. They'll be fun for a little bit with Antonio Brown.
And then they go off to
Vegas. They have another receiver too, damn it.
Williams, right?
There we go, Williams.
He's on the other side, right?
Yes.
From San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. San Diego, gosh. Los Angeles Chargers, sorry.
Still San Diego.
Sorry, LA.
They're whatever. They don't count.
Yeah, the Chargers, yes. Yeah, he's a good pickup.
I know. Like, the Raiders will inevitably be better. I mean, they would have to be.
Well, now this is, if Derek Carr, if something doesn't happen in the offseason, that's his last chance with Gruden. Gruden's got to see something, and he's got the weapons now. And with Williams, you can actually, I mean, that it's crazy because he's a big guy. He's a nice, big, tall guy, but he does, like, slot moves, and he'll run down a defense. He'll run into those big defensive line. He'll run through people.
No, I know, and that's good for them, though. They'll at least have some.
Didn't he take, like, handoffs and stuff?
Yeah, I think they use them in end-around.
Yeah.
But, like, they, you know, signing Trent Brown was a weird signing. Like, I know they needed to sign another offensive lineman, but that was just crazy, crazy money they threw out there.
Yeah.
And they threw out all the crazy money to Brown, but I guess they had to. I don't like LaMarcus Joyner going there, but whatever. Antonio Brown's at least someone they can put on posters and shit when they move to Vegas.
Yeah.
And if they really suck and they jettison Carr, then they bad enough they can draft either the kid from Alabama or the kid from Clemson.
Yeah. So what about your Rams do you like?
They've only made one move, and that's Eric Weddle.
Okay. That's true. Yeah, they don't have a lot of money either.
Well, they freed up to get to like $35 million in space.
Sue?
No, Sue's not going
to
come back.
No, he's gone, so you don't have to worry about him.
They let him go.
He was on a 1-year deal, right?
Mm-hmm. Saffold is gone.
That's the other. Okay.
That one hurt. That one hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I hate that they couldn't re-sign him. I guess the number was just too big for them. I don't know what they're saving the rest of their money for, though, because I thought that was the big move, was we're going to re-sign Saffold. And
they might let things kind of unravel and see.
I don't know if it'll unravel. Like, I mean, I don't know, because next year is when a lot of their bills start coming due.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's the first year of Cooks' extension, Gurley's extension, Havinson's extension. And then, let's see, who else? Then next year they'll actually have to pick up Goff's fifth-year option if they want to.
Right.
So I thought this was the last year they could actually make moves because they would have some money. But I don't know what they're waiting for.
I don't know.
Like, that's weird. I would have assumed that, they re-signed Saffold and then maybe they pick up a couple, like, defensive veterans, like Clay Matthews or something because he's available. Or Justin Houston, Pope. But
yeah, that would be.
Yeah, but they haven't done it yet. Maybe they're just kind of waiting it out and seeing what the.
That's what I was saying.
They're going to see what the bargain.
That's what I meant by.
Oh, they meant like
let the off season like kind of like you know, see where it is, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Because they have multiple things they could do. They don't necessarily have to make.
They're going
to
trade down their pick. I can see it happening.
Yeah. Now, the biggest thing, though, is that, okay, you know, the whole thing with the arthritis in Gurley's knee.
I know. That's where I'm getting, that's where I was kind of somber.
So it's like, okay, so now do you draft a running back just behind him?
They're going to re-sign Cheeseburger Anderson. I know that's coming.
Really? I don't know if they're going to. Really?
They should.
Oh no! He was great to watch.
But it's not like I don't think there's a bidding war for him because everyone's like,
no, there's going to be no bidding war. But there may not be because the thing is that you can pick up a running back in the. I guarantee.
No, but he's at least he'll be like a like their prime running back, but they'll bring him in for what they did before. Like we just need someone to like eat up yards,
right? Yeah.
And as far as bad moves go, and veering into ugly, the Niners.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. That's. You know, I was already on the fence.
That was
about,
a cocaine team for
already,
sure.
Yeah, I was already woo! On the fence about them. I thought they were going to be good last year, and after seeing everything,
well,
I was
they could have
like,
been, but Jimmy tore his ACL.
But now I don't even. But now I'm wondering if is Jimmy going to be that guy?
We're having the. Are we sure Jimmy's good? Conversation.
Yeah.
I love this.
Oh yeah.
Please.
I don't know. I don't know.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, he was under the whole Patriots system, but that doesn't always when players leave. Oh.
Matt Castle, baby. Never forget.
Yeah, and he doesn't have a ton of starting experience.
No, but it wasn't his fault they were bad last year. He just got hurt.
But he did a stupid thing by getting hurt. He did
an
unnecessary thing.
Sure.
That comes into play when you're playing, even if you're in the pocket.
I figure like, that
look at Carson Wentz. He was trying to do something. He gets hurt.
Which year?
Okay, very funny. But I'm saying the last big one against your Rams... He did something by trying to make something happen.
That's
he was
true.
Trying to score a touchdown.
That's true.
And then the play was negated anyway because it was, I think, there was, if I remember correctly, there was a holding call or something. Mm-hmm. And it was
and he
still
holding.
Throws a touchdown on a torn ACL. But the thing is it's just you have to learn from that. And
the trade for Dee Ford was weird. I mean, it worked out for them, not so much with the Chiefs because the Chiefs got nothing back, but. Okay, Dee Ford, fine. You know, he was okay. He was very good on the Chiefs last year, except in the AFC title game in the fourth quarter. What the
offside.
Fuck? What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yep.
Fucking Boston.
Yep.
I really hated that Tevin Coleman signing, because their backfield's already, you know, clogged.
Yep.
People forget they blew money on Jared McKinnon last year, and he blew out his ACL in training
himself,
camp.
Yeah.
They haven't spent any money on receivers, which is weird.
I really wanted the Eagles to pick up Tevin Coleman. If anything, I was like, that's doable.
Well,
that's doable.
Are they going to keep Ajayi, though? Like, what's going on with
that?
That
I don't know. I really think they're going to draft.
Of course. Are they just going to run it back with Ajayi? Like, I'm surprised they didn't pick up a running back, and I'm surprised the Niners haven't spent anything on a receiver.
I think with Ajayi, he just gets banged up too much. He's one that gets...
Because Brown was slotted to go to the Niners because it just made too much damn sense.
Yeah,
but the Niners didn't want him, which is weird because they have no receivers, especially because they let Pierre.
They may not want to deal with whatever they saw the attitude or whatever.
But like, man,
Niners aren't gonna. They're.
I don't understand.
They got their tight end. Their tight end is really good.
I know he's amazing.
Yeah,
but I just don't. But what else do they have? Like who?
That's
else?
What, yeah, it's
like who else? You're like okay, and Jimmy needs like a first down. Like who? Like. Who's catching that? I don't understand what they're doing.
That guy Mullins still on the team.
Mullins is still on the team. Yeah, Nick Mullins is still on the team.
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I would say just Shanahan at that point.
Yeah, because I don't. That's the thing. If you're gonna make the move, spend money, and they have money.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you getting a receiver? Like where's Golden Tate?
Yeah, that's a good
like that's
one, yeah.
Weird to me.
They could have made. Well, I don't think that they. I mean, they could have made a pitch for like DeSean Jackson.
They
could have paid him more too.
Shit. Well, they could have given the Steelers more. They could have given them, their what second overall pick or
something. Or some, you know, some burners or good route.
I know. Runners. Or find some team. Team who has an unhappy receiver.
Well, Williams. I'm thinking even Williams was out there and he did good last year.
I know. I don't understand what John Lynch is doing. And I don't know if John Lynch understands it.
I'll tell you, now that you brought that up, two of these people in the recent ones.
Uh-huh.
John Lynch.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, hold on a minute.
Okay.
No, John Lynch and, Denver's
Elway.
Yeah, Elway. Those two guys, I feel like...
Wait. our editor-in-chief and host of the Coach and the Don podcast is a huge Denver Broncos fan, and I make fun of LA once a week, and I don't even mean to.
I forgot his name, and that's bad. It's one of the most, you know...
That's because you're old.
I guess so, yeah.
No, I know.
Those two guys, I have no idea what they're doing half the time. Like, sometimes you'll be like, oh, that's a great move. And then you realize, oh, that was a miss.
The Niners, everyone's like, okay, they've got it. Like, they're ready to go. And it's like, nope, never mind. Because they had nothing on their defense.
Yeah.
And D-Ford will help. Good for
them.
And
Elway cannot get quarterbacks right.
I know.
The only reason he got Peyton Manning is because Peyton Manning wanted to go
there. Well, Peyton Manning had Elway on his wall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Peyton Manning wanted to go there. That's the only reason. Nothing against the Hall of Famer. Like,
he was good for three of those.
Oh, no, he's – no, great.
And they won it – look, they won a Super Bowl. I know the argument. Oh, we won a Super Bowl, and it's only been 3 years. I know that. But Jesus Christ, did he blow it after that?
Yeah, the decision-making is not making sense.
Look, I know Paxton Lynch was an attractive pick at the time, and they traded –
Well, Fluco, man. Like, how do you make
– Well, I don't understand why
– After you completely busted on Keenum, how do you go to Flacco?
I don't understand the pivot. Like, at that point, like, okay, fine, I get it. Paxton Lynch was a good idea at the time, but once you realize he wasn't good... And, by the way, they almost signed Brock Osweiler for a dumbass contract, but Houston gave him a dumber-ass contract.
Which worked out in their favor.
It did work out in their favor. They were able to get out of it. And they worked out for the Browns, too. I don't understand why you'd pivot to Flacco. Like, what's Flacco going to give you? And, more importantly, what do you want the Broncos to be? I get it. You don't want to squander Von Miller, but, like, dude, like, at a certain point...
I think that
worst moves of the offseason.
I don't know why they didn't wait. I think they felt desperation.
But for what?
And they were like, I don't know. This is the only, I could not understand it, because my thing is that you could have had the market for some other top, like, or, I mean, it's not going to be a, first of all, it's not a great quarterback draft. If the kid from Oregon came out, Herbert, I think that there'd be way more noise going on.
Sure, or why not try to, like, roll the dice to Teddy Bridgewater for less money and have to give up
I think Teddy
assets.
Stays with the Saints. I think that he wants to
Well,
stay
he said he's
going to
stay with the Saints, but now he was taking a meeting with Miami, because I think maybe he's like, well, fuck, I want to
start now.
Like, how the fuck long? Yeah, well, he's waited long enough.
No, he did, yeah, and I like, get I, that, but I think
at a certain point, you got to look at, like, Brees is probably not leaving anytime soon. He's going to play.
I think he is.
I don't think so.
I think he's got 2 more years.
He does have to.
I love Drew Brees. I'm a big Drew Brees.
I know.
I love.
I just mean, like, I don't. But does Drew Brees think he has 2 more years?
It's going to be shown.
Obviously, he's come. Yeah, he's come back this year. Good for him, because he's going to break the touchdown record and make one more run at it. Because, you know, the Saints still feel like they were screwed.
I'm waiting also to see how that. Because now you don't have Ingram, but they've got.
Which whatever, like, no, I don't, like the, up, I don't like the Ingram signing for Baltimore, by the way, because I know I said we'd get there.
Yeah,
I don't like it just because of the money, and it's like it's not like Mark Ingram was irreplaceable in New Orleans. That's why they let him go. Like,
yeah,
he was replaceable. He was fine, but like, I don't see him functioning that well.
Oh, they have Murray now, right?
Oh my God! Thank you for reminding me.
That was a bad signing. That's a bad one. Yeah.
Wow.
I don't understand.
Latavius Murray, like, who the fuck? Like,
same guy.
I know. Well, no.
I think Ingram's better.
The lesser version at a higher cost.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think Ingram's the better. Maybe that's what they're trying to save $1 million to give to somebody else.
I know fantasy colors a lot of things, but if you've ever had a ride with Latavius Murray for a week, you're like, fuck this guy.
No, I don't think that was weird. Why not just keep Ingram? I don't think it's going to affect him too bad because
No, I know. Just for Baltimore, I don't like that move. Like,
well, no, Kamara's still going to be, you know, handling, obviously, the workload.
I know, but, like, Latavius Murray's a lesser version of Mark Ingram.
I agree with that.
Obviously, Kamara, you can't run him down every time.
Yeah.
So, like, and you need that change of pace. I don't think he's that big, you know. It's not like teams are like, oh, shit, we got to guard Latavius Murray.
Yeah, I don't know. It's been crazy. I can't even think of it.
That's weird, man.
It's been a very fun.
Like I said, the league's been on blow, and it's been fun. Now
a lot of stuff was talking about really early too. I mean, you were looking at big names going certain places,
because it's like you can legally tamper on the Monday before free agency.
Oh yeah, but you were hearing words from right after the like what maybe like
Well, there was that, like,
two, three weeks after the Super Bowl.
Well, there was the 2 weeks where it's like kind of dead. They had the owners' meetings. Yeah. And by the end of February, that's when stuff started to heat up. You're hearing all the trade talks. And
but this was big time. I mean, this has been very. Well,
let's. All right.
I did not see the OB, the Odell Beckham thing.
I don't understand what the Giants are doing. Like, okay. If the Giants wanted to trade, I don't know why the Giants had signed that huge deal and then trade him a year later.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think there's a locker room sense to it.
Cool, but like, I don't get what they're doing then. Then like, also release Eli. Like, I don't see why you're keeping him around. I don't know. I love Barkley, and Barkley was amazing last year, and this isn't about Barkley. But I don't see why they drafted Barkley in the first place.
Well, now it's going to be a situation like Dallas where it's like, okay, stop Zeke, and then you can give, you know.
Well, and it's even worse than that, because at least in Dallas, you're like, well. Like,
no, they had a great defense.
Like,
and
yeah,
their
D is
stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
Dak can make stuff happen once in a while, but like, the Giants, like, why the fuck did you draft Saquon Barkley then?
I'm saying they're going to load the box. If you're any team, you're just going to load the box, and you're going to shut him down, and then you're going to
fall. Because
I'm sorry, I mean. He won 2 Super Bowls. Can't take that away from him. And he went toe to toe with Tom Brady twice. But Eli is—he's
a corpse.
Done.
He's a corpse.
He's done.
He was a corpse.
He
2 years ago.
He doesn't look like he. You look at it like when that pocket's starting to collapse. He just his body just wants to go down.
Because he knows he can't do anything. And look, Barkley's the kind of pick you make when you're like, okay, well, we had a bad year. We're just like one dude away, like Dallas or Zeke. You know.
Yep.
But the Giants weren't a running back away from making things happen. Like, why not just take a quarterback? Like, I don't know what
you mean like the Sam Bradford, Sam Darnold thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, look, Barkley's amazing. Barkley's a generational talent, but like, he's going to be squandered by the time he's up.
I agree with that.
Deal,
I think
the Giants are still going to suck, and they'll just go elsewhere.
I think they just
like for them. He was the wrong pick for them. It was like Fournette with Jacksonville. Never have taken Fournette.
The flashy toy thing got to them. They were like, okay, we have a weapon here. We still have a quarterback. They were just trying to convince
new coach. Problem. It wasn't that Eli died 3 years prior.
Well, McAdoo was a problem.
He was a problem, but I mean,
but
like,
yes, Eli.
They thought, Shermer will do what we thought McAdoo was going to do. But like, come on, guys. Like, that's so you're going to jettison Olivier Vernon, which good for Cleveland, and you're going to jettison Landon Collins, which sure Washington. Like, keep getting them checks, Landon Collins. I guess.
Yeah.
But then what the fuck are you? What the fuck are you doing? Like, they won't even say they're rebuilding. Like, no, we can rebuild and win at the same time. No, you can't.
Yeah.
Like, they should have drafted a quarterback last year. Barkley should have just gone elsewhere.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Now
this
is no longer fun. Now you just feel bad for the guy because you know what they're going to be.
Yep.
And cool story. You got like late round picks for Collins and stuff, but you know they got a first rounder from Cleveland too for Beckham. But still, like, I don't know what they're doing.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you can't. I mean,
next year's. This year's a good year to tank if you're going to tank because you have that Tuala kid from. Is that the Alabama guy?
Does he come out next year?
Yes. That's why everyone's like, oh, Miami. Like, that's what Miami's owner said he wants to. Like, he didn't say he was going to tank, but he's like, I would love to draft him next year.
Next year? Did he say no? But he still could pull out. He's not going to be a senior.
No, well, but it's like theoretically, like you can, like that's like the most likely. Like, oh, he'll come out.
He'll come out.
Like theoretically, he'll come out.
All right. Well, we'll
I don't
see.
Know if the Clemson kid's eligible though.
No, he's a freshman, dude.
Oh, that's right. So 2 more years.
Okay.
So the kid from Alabama is like going to be the biggest target.
Yeah,
him and Herbert.
What's his name? Trevor. I think it's Trevor something. What's his name? That kid from Clemson looks like
Sunshine.
The statue. Sunshine from but he looks like the statue of Statue of David. Dude, he's built like a freaking Greek god. Is weird as strange as that sounds. Man, I was like Trevor Lawrence.
There we
That's
go.
Him. Yeah, he. It's gonna be very interesting to see how he develops.
But Alabama, he's an actual not because he'll be a junior. So he
he might just go out.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, he would be number one. He would probably be number one overall. No,
easily.
I'm sorry. No, Herbert. No, because Herbert will be coming out. He's a senior.
I still think it's going to be the kid from Alabama because of the pedigree.
Really?
I do.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know.
Because I know he looked bad in the title game, but I know he was, like, good last year. So
it's a toss up for those two if that happens. But I don't even know if he's coming out his junior year. He may not.
He might. I could see it. Because if they go to the title, especially if they win a championship, because it's like, fuck it. Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah. So that'll be, that's a good one.
I did want to say, I did find it funny that Terrell Suggs decided he's just going to finish his career in Arizona.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. You retire. You retire to Arizona on a ranch in Havasu.
Yep. Yeah. You just have. Yep.
Like Bernie Mac and Bad Santa was going to, just retire to his ranch in Havasu.
Yeah. It's yeah. It's...
But whatever. You know, Emmitt Smith retired in Arizona as well. Well, technically, yeah. He signed a one-day with Dallas, but you know what I mean. He finished his career out in Arizona. That's what you do.
You got a nice retirement community, so.
They do. They're the West Coast Texas or the West Coast Florida.
That's funny.
They are. A lot of great communities out there in Scottsdale.
Well, they'll yeah. I mean, it's there's a lot more to come. This is it's crazy just to kind of see.
Well, I think the big stuff is over. Now you're gonna get like the bargain hunting.
Yeah,
because like there isn't a whole lot of like big ticket guys left. I mean, I think Justin Houston might be the biggest person left, right? Like as far as the big ticket items.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because we said Tevin Coleman.
I mean, I know Bortles is a free agent now, so
Bortles, jeez, he's gonna be a backup somewhere. He'll get picked up as a backup.
Oh, sure.
But that's
of course it'll be a backup. I don't see him.
But there's nothing that's gonna be flashy about it. I mean, no. It's not like he's going to unless Miami for some reason had to pick up somebody just for a year.
Well, look, they lost out on Tyrod Taylor. He's gonna be Phillip Rivers' backup, which I like that move.
That's a good one, yeah.
And if they don't get Teddy Bridgewater,
that's it. That's all. Unless they draft, that's it.
But they're not gonna draft a QB this year.
Okay,
they're gonna let Tannehill go, which I'd love to see who picks up Tannehill.
Yeah.
Like, Miami seems like they're ready to tank. Like, they're ready. They're finally ready to rip off the Band-Aid and just tank.
Yep.
Brian, flush
it down the toilet.
Like, what they're doing, Brian Flores will establish a culture. He'll get that defense going and, you know, and try to coach him up as best he can. But the owners are going to be like, you know what? It's okay, man. Like, you don't need to win all these games. We'll just watch some Alabama highlights for the whole entire year and just go. We're sucking for Tua.
I gotta say, and I know you're saying that the whole tanking thing. I really think Oakland Raiders are like the evil empire.
Well,
just kind of brewing.
You know what they're doing? They're doing what Cleveland was kind
of. I don't
doing,
have but, a lot of faith in Gruden either. But
well, no.
Man,
no. That's
know.
The thing. I don't trust Gruden, and then you know Mike Mayock might be okay, but
that's the thing. I don't know if that matters though. It may not matter. It
may not matter, but well, I don't know. It's gonna matter. As they get better.
Right. With the progression.
Oakland's doing what Cleveland was doing, but louder.
When Cleveland
was jettisoning guys and, like, just creating cap space and just, like, trading for bad assets so they can get more picks. You know what they're doing. They're doing the process, but then they got sloppy with it.
Yeah.
But Oakland is just, they're doing it loud.
All
right. Like,
I'm going to say it right now.
But Cleveland,
the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl.
Shut up. Cleveland definitely won free agency. Good for them.
They structured it so well. The last two years, they did a very, very good job.
I know. And Sashi Brown's the Sam Presti and all this. He's going to be the folk hero because he's the one that set him up for all that. And then John Dorsey just came in and played cleanup.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Like he was the better.
The
version
coaching
of
was the coaching was the only thing. Like you know
that.
Had
okay.
Him.
Yeah, I know.
They have, Is he getting?
Who?
Oh no, he never got picked up.
Who?
I remember he was going to go to the one they fired was going to go to
Hugh Jackson. No, he didn't get dropped.
Yeah, he might go to like the Bengals, and that didn't end up happening.
No, because the Bengals are like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. So
he'll be in the XFL, I'm sure.
No, everybody will be in the XFL. I'll be in the XFL.
If you're not in the AAF, you're in the XFL.
Yeah, which, the AAF is not.
Oof.
It's football. It's cool football.
I will say I do like the safety that Amos from the Packers picked up. That was good. But yeah. the two pass rushers
Trent
they got.
Trent Richardson is, I think, in the AAF.
Is he?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I can't remember for sure if it was him.
Well,
but
gee,
I know
now I know why I haven't been watching the league. I don't know why I haven't been watching the AAF with Trent Richardson.
Yeah.
Oof.
I gotta look this up actually. I wanna see if he is in the AAF.
So
I mean, there's a lot of people.
You think that? So you two think the Browns they won free agency?
Oh yeah, right
which
now.
Which doesn't matter
because
you know we've said Washington's won free agency a bunch of times, and
yeah.
Look how that's worked out. But I think they've won it too because like a lot of their moves won't kill them.
No, they've done none
of the stuff they did. I'm like, you know what, that was stupid. It's been pretty measured. Now it would have been a little bit more fun if they had signed Earl Thomas, but you know they can't have everything.
Yeah, Trent Richardson is in the AAF. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off.
No, it's okay. We dunked on the AAF 2 weeks ago. That's fine.
Oh, did you? I wish I was there for that one.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just like.
Like I said, hey, it's football. It's fun. It's
but
nice
then you
to
look
have
at the
something.
Coaches. You're like, wow, Mike Martz is a coach.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Bob Stoops is going to be was the first head coach signed for the XFL, which
yeah,
which means they're probably going to be okay and then lose all their important close games because that's what Bob Stoops does.
Yep. I would say so. Yeah, I would say the two teams right now. If I had to pick between the AFC and the NFC, top on the AFC would obviously be Cleveland for free agents right now.
Yeah,
and the NFC is very
well. No, not a lot of NFC teams have like
done big stuff. Like, I do think
well, the Niners did big stuff. It was just stupid.
The Eagles.
Oh, that's what the Eagles.
They did a lot of stuff.
The Eagles probably won NFC free agency.
And then,
and I will say, I wonder. I do want to see where Eric Berry's going to land.
Yes, Berry.
Dallas has to pick him up because they need a safety.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were going to get Earl Thomas. That didn't happen. I thought they might be a Kenny Vaccaro destination.
I think they really screwed the pooch because they still got a year. They got this year. Because next year is going to get even uglier.
Here's the problem. So they tagged the Marcus Lawrence again, which, okay, but...
They're going to start wearing on
him.
He's going to want money.
Well, they need to sign him, but then Zeke is also wanting an
extension. Oh, I know, yeah, because he's been leading rusher for two of the years, his full active years. He was a leading rusher, right?
Well, so it's like, what do you do? And then they have declared that they're going to be paying Dak big money.
Which was dumb. Which was ridiculously stupid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because you didn't have to do that.
No, you could have just done it quietly. Like, it's cool, Jerry. Like, you don't need to tell
You don't even need to worry about doing it quietly. You don't put out there, especially... Not only are you just, like, you're telling the whole world.
I know.
Oh, we're going to do this. Okay, his agent, dude, Dak's agent's licking his chops like, oh, like, how much could we squeeze out of Jerry?
I know. Well,
I mean, like, what the hell, man?
I know. And
he's a quarterback, so he's got, you know, now he's got, I mean, he's got leverage. And they don't have anybody behind him.
No, and look.
Or any backup.
And Wes isn't here for Cowboys Corner. We'll save a bunch of this stuff for Cowboys Corner.
Okay.
I forgot, I didn't realize how dumb that was until he just brought it up. I'm like, oh yeah, Jerry totally said we're gonna pay Dak
enough
money.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
They don't have a shitload of money, because the next year other people come
back. Let's be honest, their most important players right now to really worry about right now is Lawrence.
Oh fuck, and they gotta pay Cooper next year too.
Yep,
because they picked up a fifth-year option for this year. Oh boy,
they may not have to pick him up though. Because let's see what happens. Let's see this full season.
And then they also have all the stuff with the whether or not the Clapper's going to stick around.
That's another thing. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I am very excited to see how next year.
I'm sure. Here's my question.
I want to see a complete disorient.
Who's the? So what do the Eagles do for backup now?
That could be another draft.
Could they be a Sir Bartles destination?
No, I don't think so.
Or Ryan Tannehill?
But I wouldn't see. Maybe Tannehill. I'd rather take that. Bortles is a possibility.
I wasn't serious, but okay.
No, I'm serious because the whole Jags thing. He's gonna be dirt cheap. No, actually, no. Wait.
I mean, I said this last week, but the move I'm waiting for some team to make because it's gonna be made is trading for Josh Rosen.
Do you think Kyler's going to?
They haven't been exactly quiet about Kyler Murray being the number one pick.
Yeah, you know what? I got to say, I know he's kind of a douche, but Rosen got kind of a raw deal.
He did get a raw deal.
You're a UCLA fan, but he talks a lot. He's too much of a talker.
Yes, because talkers have never succeeded in the pros.
Not when you're making enemies before you get into the NFL, when you got enemies in even just the NCAA football.
He does seem like he needs a change of scenery.
Yes, but Chauncey, you have to agree. Even if you look for the college games when he was still playing for UCLA, you could even see it with
he's a chippy dude, but Philip Rivers
the people on TV.
Philip Rivers is a chippy ass dude.
Oh, he is, but
like they built segments around Philip Rivers being a talkative douche.
And it's fine. And he hasn't won a Super Bowl.
No, but he's been great.
He has been very good. Yes, and that's what I'm saying. Rosen got a raw deal.
Well, that team was just doomed to fail. No offensive line. Two offensive coordinators in the first year. A lame duck head coach. Basically, it was bad. No weapons.
It still doesn't look good when I think he's the 31st or 32nd
worst
quarterback.
I'm just saying, there's a Trubisky-Goff trajectory for him. Or if he goes to the right team.
I think he's better than Trubisky.
Well, you know what I mean. But, like, meaning, like, I get a new situation, a new head coaching staff, and I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, he can turn it around. It's not like I'm ready to bury him yet.
I'm actually kind of surprised, maybe because it would be too cold, but I'm surprised the Denver, you know, the West Coast thing.
Oh, my God. I know. Well, Denver passed on him last year. I'm like, well, why wouldn't Denver just fucking trade for him this year? Like, what's the... Like, it's better than running it back with Flacco.
I was kind of surprised about it, that maybe they... That's why I don't get it. I don't understand why you do that to that decision.
That team doesn't have an identity. Like, I get Fangio is like, I don't want to go to a team that's rebuilding, which... Well, who the fuck is gonna? Oh, what the fuck else are you going to then, man? Like, stop it! Like, it's not like Jacksonville is gonna hire you to, you know, take their defense to a higher level.
Yeah,
they were happy with their coach for some reason. Like, you know, I just don't understand what the Broncos. I don't want to keep bashing the Broncos. I do it every week, and I don't even mean to.
Yeah, I like the. I do too. That's Elway. I just cannot get the quarterback thing right,
and it's weird. I know
it's affecting but everything Rosen, else. I think
if I'm any team in the league. Even like even my Rams, I would think about trading him before him.
Yeah, because he's got the looks good.
His footwork is polished. He's a good, he just needs a good situation.
Well, he needs a good situation, but he also needs to have like a good mentor.
Well, a team with a culture.
Yeah, and
like
he needs
the Giants should just trade for him then. Like fuck it. Like
no, that won't work. That will not work.
No, but I just think because Shermer's at least
he cannot handle the NFC East. There's no way. I'm sorry, Rosen will not be able to handle the pressure in the NFC East.
Or,
and that's not me trying to be like that is a very toxic division.
It could be toxic, but I mean, like, it's. I just mean, like, looking at quarterback needy teams, like, okay, like it's a very low risk gamble. Like, it's not like you didn't.
Not right, yeah.
You wouldn't like trade or fucking Pittsburgh. Like, if
okay, Pittsburgh, yes.
Because, like, you know, like, the Roethlisberger...
Don't they have, what's his name? Oh, no, they got rid of him. That's right.
They have that, Josh Doctson, but... not Doctson.
No,
Doctson's the receiver from Washington.
Oh, that's right.
The dude from Tennessee.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
But, you know, okay, but why not trade, like, a third rounder for, like, for Rosen, and then he's your guy after Roethlisberger decomposes.
Yeah. Like, I think Roethlisberger. I mean, I think he's gonna have a tank year because
he's gonna fall off. Like it's. I've been waiting
and
for that to
be done. Yeah, I think he's gonna
body,
be done.
His body is just roasted.
Yeah, I think he's done after this year
because he eats a lot of roast.
Yeah, he's big. Yeah, he's big
yeah. Guy. Well, he's never been like. He's never been a TB12.
He's been
guy.
A hefty.
He's never been a TB12 guy, and now when you get older, it's harder because you know your body's taking a lot. But you know, Rosen, I think could help out a team.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Like, Pittsburgh would be interesting. That culture's a little tough, though. That little, but he, you know,
true. But I mean, like,
excuse me.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. sorry about that.
No, it's okay. I would say, I don't know, maybe. Oh God, where else would he be good? I mean, I don't want him to go to the Patriots because that's lurking. That's lurking. That would make me very upset.
I don't think so.
New Orleans would be fun.
Yeah, Tom Brady's not slowing down.
No, but I mean, like, if they're kind of looking around, like, well, like in case you never know what it's gonna, because you never know what it's gonna end. Like, they'd be like, well, stash Rosen. Like, why not?
I think they're gonna try to do what they did with Jimmy G.
Well, but they don't have anybody. Like, they don't have a Jimmy G.
I think they may work on that. They may try to pick somebody up just to... Because that was a three-year...
Yeah. Yeah,
Didn't that take 3 years?
It took 3 years.
Yeah, but and then they were...
So Rosen would be good. Or, hey, maybe Green Bay, because the Rodgers thing is going to come to an end. So, well, there's 3 years left on that deal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But there's options. Like, he's someone who, like, I would feel pretty good if it's like, okay, he's waiting in the wings.
I'm definitely not as excited about this draft as I was.
Well, no, because there's no quarterbacks. It's like it's a great draft if you need an edge rusher, a lineman, skill dudes, which is good.
Yeah,
you know, if you want to like build out your team, and then you know, go for it.
We'll see.
I know. We'll see. Now, so that's free agency. I'm sure other stuff will happen because the draft is coming up, and you know, now you're going to be seeing teams try to trade up for whomever. Maybe Arizona will be like, well, we'll take Kyler Murray, but we'll listen to your calls for the number one pick. We'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. I mean, they're going to take Kyler Murray anyway, but they'll listen. I'm sure other teams will be listening for picks or try to move up like the Colts did last year where they fleeced the Jets for a bunch of picks.
Yeah.
That was great move. It's always nice to fleece the Jets. It's easy. So we'll see what's happening in the NFL next week. When we come back, we'll do a quick round of what's good. All right, I'm going to introduce a new segment called What's Good. It's any piece of entertainment, anything we've read that you want to recommend anybody. So for me, I'm all in on watching Triple Frontier on Netflix this week. It's the movie, J.C. Chandler's next movie, with Ben Affleck, Charlie Hunnam, Oscar Isaac, Pedro Pascal, about a group of soldiers that robs the cartel. Super all in on that. I still wish the Catherine Bigelow version was going to be made, but that's going to be fun. And I've heard it's a fun ass action movie. On Sunday, Billions comes back on Showtime, which fuck yes. And then I love Billions. I want to see Axe, Wags, all of my friends again.
Nice.
And on Friday, Amazon drops the final season of Catastrophe.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh my god, dude. Okay, I love Catastrophe.
Yeah, I have.
Especially if you're married or in a relationship, Catastrophe fucking rules.
Oh yeah,
it's so fucking funny, and there's only 6 episodes a season.
Okay,
it's in their half hour.
Right on.
And it's also the last run for Carrie Fisher.
Oh,
she's the main guy's mom.
Oh, okay.
That was the flight she passed away on.
Oh my goodness.
That's what she was doing, because it filmed in England.
Okay.
It's so fucking funny, and you'll love his like the best friend he makes when he's in London, like his married friend.
Oh yeah.
Because he's just so fucking weird.
Is it a dark comedy?
It's a dark, yeah. So the premise, if you haven't seen Catastrophe, which most of you haven't.
I've seen the thing on it.
He's an American businessman. He works in England. He has a one-night stand with a girl, and they get pregnant, and he has to stay in England, and they decide to raise the baby.
Oh, okay.
They're two very toxic people for different reasons, and while they end up loving each other, just the shit they say to each other is amazing.
Okay. I have to check that out. My wife would probably love that.
Oh, it's so fucking fun. It's a Christina show for sure.
Oh, is it really? Oh, God.
But again, it's an easy investment. It's only 6 half-hour episodes a season.
Oh, okay.
And this is their third and final season.
Oh, wow. Oh, is it because of the Carrie Fisher thing?
No, because she's not in it much. Like, she shows up at the end of the first season, because she's in America.
Okay.
But, you know, when she's there, she's there. She comes off the bench and has some great minutes, man.
Okay, I got a good one for you, and you'll laugh.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's a Netflix show.
Uh-huh.
And it's, it's called The Order, and it is one of those it's not really raunchy, but it's a mature teenage TV shows. Werewolves, basically werewolves versus wolves.
Okay, I think I've
heard werewolves versus witches. Sorry. Mm-hmm. So I just actually started. I was watching a little bit of that with my wife.
Uh-huh.
If you're basically looking at what I like to call junk TV, you just want to get lost. Something that's entertaining. The acting isn't like particularly great. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Uh-huh.
But if you like that kind of dark kind of, figuring out murders and there's creature features involved.
Is it kind of like, well, not like Buffy, but like.
It, to me, it's Hemlock Grove meets. people have said
There's a throwback.
Oh, I didn't. Season 3 sucked on that show. The first season I liked. But it's not as raunchy as that. There's not, like, sex and stuff like that. It's just a lot. There's a lot of F-bombs. That's about it.
Okay.
But it's, to me, it's like Hemlock Grove meets, what did I compare it to? People compare it to Hemlock Grove meets The Witches, which I have no idea what that show is. The Witches. I'm assuming it's like a freeform show or something like that.
That's what The Order sounds like. It sounds like a freeform show.
But to me, it's what did I either had a good example? It's I can't even think about it. But it's dialed down. There's F-bombs in it, but it's not like super raunchy. You just gotta be, you can even have it on like if your kids are kind of like running around and doing something.
Okay.
You lower the volume a little bit, for the F word. But other than that, it's actually, watched it. It's junk TV. And I actually, I kind of enjoyed it.
I have two more recommendations that I want to make last week, but I keep playing and I hate myself for forgetting. One, season 3 of Documentary Now is on, currently on IFC.
What is it?
Documentary Now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, the first 2 seasons are on Netflix. It's Bill Hader and Fred Armisen.
Oh, yes, I know people. I know exactly.
Each week they take and Seth Meyers writes most of them.
Yes.
Or each week they parody a very famous documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Last week's episode of Cate Blanchett was fucking insane.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I don't know the name of the actual documentary, but it's called Waiting for the Artist, and she plays a performance artist who's, like, getting ready for a retrospective.
Okay.
And she's fucking game. Like, the stuff that she, like, does, because, like, this is a batshit crazy performance artist, you're like, how the fuck did they get Cate Blanchett? Because it's so fucking stupid. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's like really stupid, like all the stuff they have her do. Okay. But she just like takes it totally seriously. And Fred Armisen's great in it as her ex-lover, who's all who's like the laziest fucking artist ever.
Oh my god!
And then the week before, they John Mulaney did one. It's a making. It's like a making fun of a this Broadway this documentary about a Broadway production recording their album, and it's hilarious.
Okay.
This week is a two-parter, I believe, and the next week is their finale with or 2 weeks later they're having their finale. But it's a bowling documentary.
Okay.
With Michael C. Hall from Dexter. Like it's one of those shows. They just get like a whole bunch of people that are really famous. Like week one, it was a two-parter, or they're making fun of that bat that that cult one on Netflix. What's it called?
What is it?
Something Valley. It was a huge cult documentary on Netflix. But Owen Wilson plays the cult leader.
Oh my
Michael Keaton's in it. I forgot what it was. Wild Country. There we go.
Oh yes, yeah.
It's like one of those.
Okay.
Like that kind of thing. But each week, sometimes the episodes, it takes a minute to get the joke, but once you get the joke of it, it's great.
That reminds me.
The first two seasons are streamed on Netflix, and then the other one I keep forgetting to recommend, Better Things. Better Things is probably one of my favorite shows on TV right now.
Oh, really?
I love Better Things. My wife hates her fucking kids, and yeah, her kids suck, but I appreciate it. Well, no, just because like it's like I like shows like that where it's like toxicity, but they also love each other.
Actually, you may know this. There was something I was watching, and it was a superhero mockumentary.
Oh, go on.
Hold on, I'm looking for it up. And I actually watched a. It's a British show, so it's got that kind of dry humor.
Okay,
but I thought it was actually really funny.
And then. Let's see. Well, what? Okay.
I can't find it. So.
And then movie-wise, I actually haven't been to a movie in a while. We just keep getting derailed. Like, if Wes was here, he was going to talk about Captain Marvel.
Oh, I heard. Yeah.
I've
heard good things and bad things.
I've heard mixed. I've heard it's fine. But those are my big recommendations. Do you have anything else?
I finally watched Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh yeah,
and
how'd you like it?
I am a big, comic book guy, but I'm a huge Spider-Man.
I'm gonna say your opinion carries weight with me because like that's your account. That's your corner.
I've got an encyclopedia on all of the villains. I know so much stuff. I kid you not. Probably my favorite movie ever made.
Whoa,
for Spider-Man.
Oh, I was like, fuck.
Not movie ever made in general, but my favorite Spider-Man film.
Why did you like it? And why did you put it above the Tobey Maguire movies?
Tobey Maguire. Well, for one thing, the character development with all of these crazy different... I don't want to, ruin it for everybody, but there's a lot of different characters.
Sure.
And they find time to explain as fast as they can. They have time to explain it, and for some reason, it feels like it doesn't confuse you. It's funny as heck. How they introduce Miles, hot Spider-Man story of like this generation now,
right?
Was really beautifully done.
He was like Ultimate Spider-Man, like
he was. Yes, but I'm saying we're old. Like I remember,
that's true. We are old.
This is when like bullies and nerds and all that stuff. Like, that's irrelevant now.
Yeah,
it's kind of flipped. I think 21 Jump Street kind of. That was a perfect example of how that switched.
Yeah.
How they introduced him was beautifully done. The CGI I thought would bug me, or how they do the animation.
That looks very comic booky.
No, it didn't bug me so much, but it was just the colors and stuff.
Okay.
Seeing the commercials did not do it justice, because I was kind of like, oh, this looks a little bit weird.
Mm-hmm.
But it works, and you lose yourself in it.
Sure.
And from beginning to end, I was in everything, and I will say the one part where Miles Morales, basically, it's a scene where it's that you see the change happen. That's all I can explain. Where you realize, like, he goes through his struggles, but then he makes where he realizes that he needs to become Spider-Man. Is the music and everything? It just blows your mind. It gave me chills up my spine. So, I know I'm late to the party with that one, but
it came out in December.
It is a great,
So you're saying it's better than Venom?
I actually have not seen Venom
yet. I'm fucking kidding. Venom.
I haven't been able to commit to Venom yet. I love Tom Hardy, but I'm afraid to watch.
Look, here's what I'll tell you about Venom. I enjoyed it.
I think a lot of people enjoyed it.
I enjoy, My wife and I enjoyed the hell out of Venom. but not for the same reasons why you enjoyed Spider-Man. Oh, yeah. It feels like I say this all the time, but it feels like a very early 2000s Marvel movie. You'll know what I mean.
To me, it looked like...
Like, it feels like Fantastic... Like,
what
the
about
Fantastic
Spawn?
No.
It doesn't that far?
It doesn't get as batshit as Spawn, but it flirts with it.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh. I'm still trying to find that stupid...
Aquaman is pretty fun, too.
That one made fun. A lot of money.
It did make a lot of money, which is good for James Wan. I always root for James Wan.
Yeah. I'm trying one before... I'm trying to find this one more thing.
Since it dropped yesterday, we always have to talk about the new Aladdin trailer, because we dunk on Aladdin every week. That's what I want to end it with that. Now that we've seen the full Aladdin trailer, this is it. This is what they're rolling out with. It'll be, because they've already done a whole new world. Oh, Zero. Oh.
Super Bob. That's the one I was looking at.
Really. Oh, okay. I've heard of that.
Sorry, folks.
No,
I was I had to figure this out.
And, you know, now that we've seen the full scope of Aladdin, I'm still with,
I can't stand. I understand they're trying to keep true to the cartoon, but I really think
you're out.
I hope I'm wrong, but
you're out of the Fresh Genie of Bel-Air.
I can't. It's not clicking with me. Aladdin was not one of my favorite Disney movies ever made. Anyway.
You're a monster.
Yeah, it was good and all. Don't get me wrong. And I got to say, the voice work you can't with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah,
but as far as the movie,
unimpeachable.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, that's unmatched. But. Lion King's up there.
I just think it was fucked from the jump, because I don't know why you'd give that movie to Guy Ritchie. I know I say that every week, but I'm really curious. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Like, it's just a weird choice for me. And like, you can see the Guy Ritchie of it, like when he's running away from
whatever that movie does not.
It doesn't.
Because that comes out before The Lion King.
It comes out on Memorial. It's the Memorial Day weekend movie.
Okay, so that one will come out and it'll make money.
No, it won't. It'll. I mean, I guess you could say Solo technically made money because it was the 10th highest grossing movie last year, but it also didn't make money.
Okay.
But I think this is like the L that Disney takes for the year, which whatever.
Because so. Lion King will kick it back up then.
Well, they have two other things before Lion King.
Which ones?
Avengers Endgame.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Toy Story 4.
I was just kind of thinking, like, the genre. I know Disney owns everything.
No, but this is the year. Like, Disney is... This is Disney's Big Dick Nick year.
Where is the Disney... Because I know that they're pulling that...
They got the
Comic-Con's not going anymore.
It's D23.
Where is that again?
It's at the Anaheim Convention Center, right outside Disneyland.
That's the next one.
This is the year Bob Iger just puts his dick on the podium and just goes...
Yeah.
And just walks away.
Yep.
Because even then in the fall, he's still got Frozen 2, Star Wars Episode 9, and Artemis Fowl, which,
Disney's got it.
And plus in July, people also forget, not only in July do you have Lion King, but then you got Spider-Man Far From Home.
That one looks pretty good.
Well, yeah, I know.
That commercial looks actually very, and you know exactly what they're pulling with Mysterio, but I'm not going to ruin that for anybody.
No,
I don't know. The character's a bad guy.
Good for him. No shit. Like, you don't know Mysterio's a bad guy.
He looks good, though. Hey, Jake Gyllenhaal. He looks.
It's about, hey, you know
that
what?
Costume actually looks freaking awesome.
I know. Oh, yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm out on Aladdin. I'm going to end up seeing it anyway.
Yeah, I don't.
I just know me, but, you know. And, I also want to recommend the challenge, because it's been fun to see them. It's been a fun challenge season. All right. Anything else before we go?
WrestleMania is coming up.
Oh, right.
I have no idea what's going on with that anymore.
Oh, Batista's coming back.
Batista's fighting Triple H. I know that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they have like a no-hold.
That's the WrestleMania we went to.
I keep in touch. I keep in tune a little bit.
Well, yeah, I know. I have a slight finger on the pulse.
That's what I do. I just go on like, yeah.
I'm like, they brought the Hardy Boys back? Okay.
I don't know how many times they brought the Hardy Boys back. They keep drinking from the same freaking...
Well, because most of their young guys aren't that good, apparently. But
dude, AJ Styles is awesome.
But he's not young.
Young compared to the other guys.
Pretty much. But, all right.
Yeah.
Next week, Wes will probably be back, and Brian might even be back, too.
I might be.
We'll see. And by then, Wes will be here to actually review Captain Marvel for us. I might see it. Who knows? Probably not. And then Wes and I will be talking about The Flash as well and see what else is going on in the NBA. Maybe I finally get to bury the Lakers and just, you know, give the middle finger to the season.
Oh, the season's done.
I know, the season's done. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Check us out on the Pulse Podcast Network. Please subscribe. Please rate us. We love that. And goodbye.